Black Americans suffer more sickness and death from heart disease than white Americans. That's something demographers have been aware of for many years. What has puzzled them is why, if the difference can be traced to genes or lifestyle or social conditions. Two studies in the new issue of the New England Journal of Medicine answer some of those questions, but raise others. NPR's Joanne Silberner has a report.
The death rate from cardiovascular disease in 1992 was 46% higher for black men compared to white men, according to the American Heart Association. The difference between black and white women was even greater. To figure out what's going on, Michael Alderman of Albert Einstein Medical College in New York decided to take a closer look at what's happening among blacks, specifically blacks who died in New York City between 1988 and 1992, and whether place of birth made a difference. He found even greater disparities among blacks than between blacks and whites.
The whole excess of cardiovascular mortality for blacks is really explained by the experience of southern-born blacks.
Southern-born black men had a 30% higher rate of premature death from strokes and heart attacks than northern blacks, and a rate about twice that of northern-born whites. The difference for blacks and whites born in the north was far less, and it got even better for blacks born in the Caribbean.
Blacks born in the Caribbean, living in New York City, they actually have half of the cardiovascular death rate, particularly heart attack death rate, than do New York City-born whites.
The different rates among blacks don't surprise Charles Francis, chief of medicine at Harlem Hospital.
It confirms what many of us have known who work in communities that serve large proportions of African Americans, is that we're not all the same. And that environment probably has a very important role to play in the expression of disease as well as morbidity and mortality of disease.
Both Alderman and Francis suspect that several factors are at work, and diet is definitely one of them. Somehow, Caribbean blacks have held on to a healthy diet, high in fruits and vegetables, while southern blacks who emigrate to New York are eating higher-fat foods. But Alderman thinks there may be another difference between blacks who grew up in New York versus blacks from the South.
Spending your early years in a society in which racism is not present or is not important might provide a psychic basis which is protective for your heart in later years. And growing up in less favorable environments may be worse for you.
You're saying that the South, there's more racism and that might be affecting...
Well, it's certainly a hypothesis.
His data don't tell for sure. Harlem's Charles Francis suspects that where discrimination plays a role is not in geography, but in an individual's response. He points to a recent Harvard University study showing that blacks who internalize or ignore discrimination have higher blood pressure, which predisposes to heart disease. A second study by University of Michigan researchers suggests that having grown up in the South and remaining there isn't as bad as growing up in the South and moving north. While it shows that blacks from a poor area of Alabama are worse off than blacks nationwide, they have a lower death rate from heart disease than blacks in Harlem, Detroit, or Watts. Harlem Hospital's Francis says the environmental differences here are clearer.
Most blacks in the South get more physical activity, either from farming or physical labor. Where you come to the Northeast, you're in an urban environment, not walking, not having as much fruits and vegetables, and having much more animal fat, in addition to having to deal with the stresses of urban life.
These differing rates of heart disease aren't just among blacks. Alderman also has data showing that white immigrants to New York coming from northern and eastern European countries have significantly higher rates of heart disease than whites born in New York City. It would be easy enough to think that for some groups of people, moving to New York isn't such a great idea. But what Alderman recommends is that someone figure out whether it's stress or diet or racism or some other factor that's increasing early heart disease deaths in some groups, so that everyone could benefit from the information. This is Joanne Silberner in Washington.